Hello and welcome, Breakthrough Success listeners. I'm your host, Mark Guberti, and this is the podcast where you'll learn how to achieve the breakthroughs you've been looking for in your business and life. If you want to grow your content brand, you'll definitely want to add my latest book, Content Marketing Secrets, to your reading list. This book will teach you how to create, promote, and optimize your content for growth and revenue. You can get your copy at Mark Guberti, that is Mark with a C. So markguberti.com/book. And now let's dive right into the show. For episode 72 of the Breakthrough Success Podcast, we are going to talk about the five-figure close method that lands $10,000 to $25,000 clients with our guest, Michael Marcial. After several bumps in the road and a life-changing event, Michael decided that enough was enough. He quickly turned things around and made $5,000 in 1 week. He now teaches others how to create their own training courses and monetize them. He encourages his students to view monetization as part of the journey as opposed to an end goal. And now it is my pleasure to welcome Michael to the show.
Hey, how's it going, man?
Michael, I'm really looking forward to this interview. And before we go really deep into the five-figure close method, I'd like to get some backstory. So why did you get started with training courses and pursuing five-figure clients?
Oh, that's like the perfect question. And so, I mean, really, Mark, the start of that was that I think this is like the first little golden nugget I'm going to throw in there is that I think whenever we create anything, it usually serves a purpose for our previous self or sometimes our current self, you know? And so for me, I hit some bumps in the road. My coaching business was not performing like I thought it would. You know, I called myself a coach, but nobody would hire me. And so I got really clear on my own business. And I figured, you know, if I wanted to build my brand, I wanted to be seen as an authority and an expert in my area. And I wanted to make an income, I would need something that achieved all three of those pillars. And for me, it was online courses. As soon as I started creating my own online products, getting my business online that way as a coach, all of those three areas just improved, and I was landing bigger and better clients, and showing them how to do the same thing, how to create their own online course, which, you know, here's a little secret. The reason I focus on online courses is because I love the branding and the marketing that leads up to a course. Like, how you're going to get it out there is really heavily tied to your personal brand. And then what do you do after they go through your course? I wanted to do high-level one-on-one coaching and mentoring, and so I knew a course would kind of get me there. And that's why I love it. I help my clients do the same thing, build their businesses online and while they're building their brand and making money at the same time. So that's how I got into it. I needed this program, and so now I teach other people how to do it.
Michael, thank you for sharing with us some backstory. And the fact that you're landing clients that are offering like $10,000 to $25,000 for your services is really impressive. And it takes a lot of trust to be willing to say, okay, I'm going to give you this money in exchange for a result that I'm looking for. So where do you find clients who are willing to invest that much money into a product or a service?
For me specifically, my business is mostly through two avenues. One is social media. Specifically Facebook, and I'll use kind of supporting roles, if you will. Instagram and LinkedIn are kind of my two supporting platforms. But Facebook, for me, I love being social, I love engaging, and I love giving out good information, and that's a platform for me to do it. A little behind the scenes, the five-figure close comes from the brand that I've developed called the Five-Figure Workweek. And we have an online community that is new. I started the online community new from the course that we launched. The community, the Facebook group, is to date, let's see, it's about 3.5 months old, and we have 3,500 members now. It's growing extremely quickly. And so what I do anyway is I utilize my personal Facebook page to give really good information, share about my life, like who I am, so people can know and like me. And then I give solid information through my free Facebook group. And that's where the know, like, and trust factor comes in. And because I'm really clear on my offerings and I share that with people, and I'm not a salesy guy. I really am not. I don't pitch things. I don't really offer things that often. But the right people pop up. You know, the people that are like, you know what? I've been through all the courses. I've watched millions of hours of YouTube videos, and I've not taken action towards my goal. I need to work with somebody that can keep me accountable and knows how to do this. And they see me in action all day, every day. And at that point, the right people pop up. They know that my program is $5,000, $10,000, and $25,000. They know that that's what it looks like. And if they want the same results my other clients have, that the same result that we're creating for my own business, because I'm an active practitioner in everything that I teach, then they pop up. And the neat part is, like, I don't have to sell it to anybody because the content's there, the brand is there, the information is there, the ways to choose in is there. We have a free community. If you can't yet afford to work with us, come into the free community, learn, engage, interact. If you still, you're on the fence, you might have the budget for it, but you still don't know, or you don't quite have the budget for it. Well, we have an online course that for our members, it's $97, and it goes through the process of creating a 5-figure work week. You know, it does take work. It's not easy, but it can be simple. And at that point, again, it's just building a tribe, a community of people that absolutely love what I'm doing. And that's been a huge, huge blessing. It's not a secret that that's how I operate, but it's something that is a mystery to a lot of people. So hopefully that answers your question and gives a little insight to the listener right now as to, like, maybe I could do that, you know, because I'm just a regular dude. Like, that's part of my brand. I'm a regular guy. Like, it's kind of laughable, like, how normal I am, but my business works pretty well. It's not like I'm not making millions and millions of dollars, but we're doing okay. My lifestyle is where I want it right now. We're always growing. We're always working, but that's just it. That's where I find my ideal peeps, is just connecting in large volume on Facebook.
Michael, thank you for sharing with us where we can find some of these clients who are willing to spend that type of revenue. But in order for them to spend the revenue, there is a trust factor, but there's also knowing that the product or service is going to be of high value and help them to achieve their goals. So what type of services do you tend to offer to these clients? Are they more hands-on, where, like, you're doing calls and looking over their work, or are they more you learn from this system?
Okay, perfect question. And so the way I work with people, this is gonna be really interesting by the time we get to the end of this episode, Mark. This is really interesting that you asked me this question. So I'm gonna tell you the answer, and then this will be fun. This will be really fun. So stay tuned to this. But here's the three ways that I work with people. On the basic, and I say basic, but like the entry level, is that I work with people that are like, you know what, I want to become a coach because I have expertise. I have passion towards this thing. I want to train other people. I want to be a coach, a mentor, but I don't quite know what I'm offering yet. It's not quite clear. And my brand, my message, my everything is just not there. And so on the entry level, we work on branding. And with branding, it's not just the visual, like the logo, the website, the Facebook banners, the design. It's not just that, because all of that is a direct correlation to who you're trying to speak to. What is your message? What is your value that you're bringing? So we start from the beginning. It's like, okay, who are you as a person? What value do you bring, and to whom do you bring it, right? We answer those questions really easily. I shouldn't say easily, simply. And then we design according to that. And so on the entry level, we'll set them up with their website, their products that they can actually sell, their coaching program, their branding, based on who they are, based on their unique value proposition. So that's where we start, and we typically offer that at $5,000. And if you look at any branding agency, like, man, we've spent tens of thousands of dollars on branding with other agencies. And we're like, you know what? Screw that. It doesn't have to be this expensive for somebody that wants to get in the game. We made it $5,000, and you get your business set up for you. But this is for the person that hasn't quite launched yet. and is wanting to start, have a business in place and set themselves apart from every other coach or entrepreneur, mentor, speaker that's online that doesn't quite have that in place, right? You're total night and day. You're ahead of the game when you look the part. So we get people to look the part. On the other side of that, we have mentoring. And mentoring with me is high-level strategy. We're talking marketing, sales. We're talking business structure. We're talking tax strategy to save money. Like, this is the person that's probably doing 60 to 75K a year with their coaching, their entrepreneur endeavor, their online business as it is, and hasn't yet been able to crack the six-figure or multiple six-figure mark. And with this, the high-level strategy comes in to say, okay, how do we get you out of your business? Stop working in the business and working on the business, doing what you do best, which is usually marketing yourself, marketing your business, marketing your services. How do we get you more into that role of, you know, traveling and speaking more or hosting higher-end events and retreats? How do we get you into the business that you thought you were getting in versus being stuck in your business? And so it's much, much higher level stuff to, like I said, break into that six-figure, multiple six-figure range. Some of our clients have broken into the seven-figure range. And that's at a higher price point. It's 25K as of right now. And for most people that are in that role where it's like they're just under or at six figures, they know that investing $25,000 is not a whole lot of money when it comes to taking their business, doubling, tripling, 10xing their business, right? It's a worthwhile investment at that point. It's a super huge value. And then right in the middle of that is what I would call coaching. And this is kind of a hybrid approach of the mentoring, high-level strategy, and the implementation of like your branding, your messaging, you know, your visuals, making sure that you have something to offer, you know, things like that. This is where in the midst of that, we get to say, okay, you've launched, but now what? Are people hiring you as quickly and, you know, at the price points that you deserve and you desire? Maybe, maybe not. How do we grow this thing? And so it kind of combines the two. It's like, okay, if you're making a couple thousand dollars a month and you know you could be doing more, you know you have it in you, but you haven't figured out the how do I implement this, like these hours of YouTube videos, all these courses, all the content that I've consumed, the podcasts, the books, the information, right? How do I transition from information to action? That's where that person sits. And that's usually a $10,000 investment. And again, for the right person, they're like, dude, I'm ready. I've have this in savings, or I have, you know, a business I've been working for a couple of years and I've been saving, and I just want to invest with the right person that understands where I'm at and can get me from maybe doing a couple thousand dollars a month to doing a five-figure work week. That's where the brand comes in. I want to share with people the insider scoop, right? I can give you free content. I can motivate you to take action. But for you specifically, this is what your business is going to need to get to that next level. We do, again, we don't go super, super in depth on the high level stuff. It's like, hey, this is what we're going to do, and this is why we're going to do it. So when we stop working together, you'll know the what, the how, the why that you're going to be doing these actions. You're going to be able to take this to the next level. I have some clients that totally dominate. We actually have a client right now that like took her mom and flew to Russia, where she's originally from, to go visit family, which she wasn't able to do in the past. Her business is totally, completely changed because her business is existent, first of all, like it exists now, and she has something amazing to offer her people. Her brand is there, the strategy's there, and that's what drives me, man, is just helping people succeed. And that, you know, again, that ties into my own history of lacking that success and being broke, being homeless, being depressed, and all the shenanigans that comes with that. I can't sit back and watch people struggle when I have the information that can help them. I'll give it to you for free. I'll help you understand that I'm your guy, and then you get to show up and have some skin in the game. We get to do real work together. So that's that's the three prongs at which I directly work with clients. And then to market that, I use Facebook. I speak quite a bit around the country and sometimes internationally. This year, we're going to end up spending 60 days on stage sharing this message, sharing this information. Again, that's another way to just market our services. And that's it. That's my life. And then I get to spend time with my daughter, with my family, just living the lifestyle that that I've wanted to design for myself since, I don't know, since like I was 4 or 5 years old. So,
Michael, thank you for sharing with us some of the types of services you offer and the different ways that we can offer these high-end services to clients who, once they do put skin in the game, they're going to be a lot more committed than the people who are just going for the free information. And one of the things that I'm always wondering about, things like the $10,000 services, is there really any difference between closing a $1,000 client and a $10,000 client other than the price tag?
Generally speaking, yes. And I say generally speaking because, to be quite frank with you, I've been in programs where I've invested $1,000 or I've invested $5,000 or $45,000, and it's the same program, same content, same information. But there's two things that I wholeheartedly, I preach this is value. And you'll hear this everywhere. It's like, give more value, more value. And in reality, what does that even mean? Like, if we're not doing it currently, we have no context for that, what that looks like in real time, real life. And so for me, what that looked like is when I started this program, it was $1,000. It was a beta test. It was like, let me try this out. Let me see if people actually are going to respond to this thing. Well, people responded really well to it. And when I saw that, I was like, okay, can I, with the same program, offered at $2,500? Yeah, it turns out I could. When I tried to offer it at $5,000, did not work. Didn't work, and I needed to add value. And so then we started to add a custom approach to it. So we wanted to make it feel very high-end, very tailored. You know, if you're getting a suit, you can go to Men's Warehouse and spend $300, or you can go to that custom shop that's in town and spend $5,000. You're going to get a much better fit, a much better product, much better quality out of it. And that's the approach that we took. We're like, you know what? We're going to make this $5,000 feel like $50,000. And so we included just everything that we felt like we could without like breaking our business to offer that to our clients. So we just added value until, it was a clear yes from our clients. And so we rocked that, but that's what it really means to add value, you know, add services to it, add the things that like totally like would jack you up as a client, you know, add that to your program, add that to your offerings, add that to your list of services for that amount. And that's what we did. But that's the difference, you know, in the price tag difference, right? Like I can invest $1,000 and I'm $1,000 invested into it. If it doesn't work, then okay, maybe that hurt a little bit, but I'm past it. If I've invested $5,000 and I'm going to get a ton more, well, I'm so jacked to get through the work. I want this thing to launch well. I want my business to look amazing. I want to be attracting higher end clients. I want to look like the professional. And our clients are hungry every day on those calls through the program. So yeah, you can add value. But you can also just increase the price. So you do both and you're going to kill it at the end of the day.
Michael, thank you for sharing with us those insights and for clearing up the difference between a $1,000 client and a $10,000 client with all the extra value that you have to provide. And you were touching on something that I really wanted to ask you, because I mentioned in the beginning how you decided enough was enough during your state of being homeless and not being where you are today, and you turned things around and you made $5,000 in 1 week. Can you share with us more about what you did during that week and how that impacted you?
Oh, yes. Oh, yes, I can. So long story short, I kind of started as a consultant in this whole thing, working for companies. And over about 10 years of doing that, I ended up leaving. I quit because I realized I was spending way too much time working, not enough with my family. And at that point I was married and had a brand new baby girl. And if anybody that's listening to this have either went to my website, already followed me on social, or have hit me up on Facebook, you know that my daughter is like everything to me. I grew up really without my dad in my life. And here I was in my daughter's life, but not available. I was working 60, 70, 80 hours a week. And, you know, my priority was, I was saying out loud, was my family, but my actions were otherwise. And so by the time I realized that I needed to make this change of some sort, I quit my healthy six-figure income consulting gig, focused on family. And that's when I realized that my former wife and I had grown so far apart, and we just couldn't get it back together. We went through a separation, a divorce. You know, at that point I lost my identity, which was, you know, I was this amazing consultant guy that helps people grow their business. And I was a family guy. I lost all of that. That was my identity. I lost it. And I didn't know who I was. And so I went through this 6-month period of like just this slippery, weird depression. And I stopped. I just wasn't performing. I wasn't working. I wasn't socializing. I wasn't taking care of my physical self. Wasn't taking care of my emotional health. Any of that. It was so downhill from there. And I didn't realize it until I couldn't afford my rent of my new, you know, brand new apartment. And here I am being asked to not live there. And I'm sleeping in my car. Too prideful, too egotistical to reach out to friends or family. I couldn't tell them I was struggling like this. And I'm sitting there looking in the rearview mirror saying, Michael, this is not who you are. This is the circumstances you're in. But what do we do from here? And I had to quickly take accountability for my inaction, the fact that I wasn't really doing anything. I had this passion. I wanted to start my own thing, but I just didn't. And so here's the process of what I did. One is I had to take accountability. I had to take an inventory of where I was really at. You know, I had to put down my BS stories of who I was, who I wanted people to think I was, all the ego and the pride with that. And I said, okay, I'm just going to be real with myself. I cannot keep pretending to be somebody I'm not. And I was like, okay, that was accountability. I had to get real with myself. And then two, I had to get clear about myself. And with that, I was like, okay, what am I really good at? I've got a ton of this information in our 5-figure work week group, by the way. Hit it up on Facebook. But there was a process that I created from this called the double funnel methodology, where I got clear on who I was, like what I'm really, really good at and talented at, and what I'm really passionate about. And I put those two things together. I called it my purpose. And from that purpose, I created my business. Like, what am I here to do? I'm here to help people be successful by building their business online. And that's as general as I can make it. But it's a little bit more specific. I work with coaches, entrepreneurs, mentors, speakers, experts, pretty much. I work with that crowd. And with that, I got clear on what I could offer. And here I am, broke, sleeping in my car, being super, super choosy about, you know, the dollar menu items I could eat that day, not being able to take care of my daughter, which crushed me, not taking care of myself. And I had to make a big, big change. And I said, you know, clearly what I'm doing isn't working. Let's shift. So I started on those steps. Once I got clear on what I could offer, this is the difference. I reached out to 10 people that I knew that I could help. And I got very specific. I didn't copy and paste some messages. I didn't get all spammy about it. I reached out through Facebook Messenger and I said, hey, so-and-so, I know that you're working on this. And this is my new phase of life right now. I'm focusing on this. I know I can help you. I'd love to share more about how that really looks. It would be totally worth your time to jump on a Skype call. And I said Skype specifically because I did not have cell service at that time. I needed to be on McDonald's Wi-Fi for that to happen, right? So I said, let's set up a Skype call. Of those 10 people, 7 of them said, okay, I'm interested. I'll listen to what you have to say. Of those 7, I used the five-figure close, what is now called the five-figure close, to convey enough value to those to those seven people where five of them said, okay, thumbs up to a $1,000 offer. And just like that, I had made twice as much in a week that I had making six figures as a consultant, and light bulbs just bursting over my head with like, are you kidding me? Is it this simple? Is it this simple? And I tested some different theories that I had that are very different than what you're going to hear from other gurus that you follow online. I feel like a lot of them are out of touch with like what it really takes or what it really took for them to go from making a couple $1,000s a month to doing like $10,000, $20,000, $50,000 a month. I feel like people are putting their eggs in the wrong baskets. We can talk about that at some other point. But I just did what felt right for me. I reached out to the right people and I started to build my business around that. And that was all the difference, man. In 1 week doing 5K, I just, you know, I had to grow from there and I did. And now I teach other people, like, this is how you can start. This is how you can do it for real.
Michael, thank you for sharing with us how you were able to make $5,000 in that 1 week where you were turning it around. And it's interesting how you only contacted a few people, had a very tailored pitch, catered to them, not just copy and paste, and you were able to get those sales. And with that in mind, there are people who they may be in your situation right now, or they're looking at you and like, wow, this person went from homeless to now like making all this revenue. I wish I could make that kind of revenue. And with that in mind, what do you believe holds most people back from reaching their full financial potential?
I love your questions, Mark. This is good. The one thing that, like, if I had to choose one thing, it would be inauthenticity. That's what it would be. And what I mean by that is, you know, whenever I see like somebody do like a Facebook Live video and they're a coach or they're a speaker or they're somebody that's trying to sell their coaching service, whatever that looks like, they're trying to sell themselves, really. And I hear them with what I call coaching voice. It's this like general nice person, middle of the road personality. That irks me to no end. They might be a super nice person, but when I hear somebody saying something like, yeah, I just, you know, I love helping people and assisting them to like live in their full greatness, I'm like, okay, well, you're not a solution to literally anybody on this planet. You've just told me that you don't know what you're talking about. You have nothing to offer me and you aren't going to assist me to that next level. You're not the person. You're not even there yet. You don't even know the words to tell me. You can't even explain to me what your program looks like. And I say this very specific thing, Mark, because I want this to irk somebody on the other end that says those same words, that's listening to this interview saying, oh, shnikes, that's me. I say those things. He's calling me out. And yeah, I'm calling you out because here's what I know is that nobody cares about feeling nice when they're trying to work with you. Whether you focus on business, mindset, breakthroughs, personal development, whatever it is, none of that's helpful. You washed out with every other person that is unclear about their business and how they can help people. If you're wanting to make impact, which leads to income, you've got to make impact first. You've got to impact people. And so the one thing that really resonates is when you are yourself. When you wipe away all the things that you see other people doing, like when you stop trying to worry about having people opt into some free thing on your website that gets them onto an email list that goes into a 47 email sequence that segments eight different times that pitches them another free thing to get them into a Facebook group to nurture them, to then opt into a webinar where you pitch some overpriced, undervalued thing, that does not work. And so many of us have tried that. And why doesn't it work? Because it's not real. It's not authentic. It is definitely not how people start. And I can say that because I've talked to so many, literally thousands and thousands of entrepreneurs, coaches, mentors, speakers that have told me, Michael, I'm trying to do this tripwire thing and I'm I'm going to do a retreat. I'm going to do a conference and high level one-on-one coaching and social media, every single platform and live videos. And I've got these freebies and I'm going to do an ebook. And I'm like, why would you do any of that? That's a lot of time and effort. And you're one person trying to split your 100% attention into 48 different things. If you're going to tell me that you're going to spend 2.2% of your entire energy level on these 48 things, tell me how that's going to work, right? They forget that the guru that they're following has a team. They forget that the guru that they're following started somewhere else. It definitely didn't start with their email list. Last time I went to my email to buy something was absolutely never. Why would we spend our time there? Why would we spend time giving a lot of time and attention to building free stuff? Why? So we can build an email list, so we can nurture the crap out of people that aren't ever going to buy through their email. Like this is a strategy for solopreneurs, entrepreneurs only. I'm not saying like if you have a brand, like email marketing could really work for you. And for some individual brands, yes, it can work, but 98% of the people, not the case. But where I'm going with this is that all of that is inauthenticity. We're looking for an answer from the outsider's point of view, from someone else. I'm saying get rid of all that. You listening to this show right now knows exactly who you want to work with. What the problem is, what the issue is that we forget who we are. We're trying to be something we're not. And it was the moment that I started to tell people like, hey, I made $5,000 last week. This is crazy. And like, I'm not advertising this. I'm not putting it on my social, but to like my friends, my close people that I just knew and I needed to share. I just needed to vent. I needed to share. I was like, I just don't know what happened. Like, what is this all about? I got the feedback because I needed it. I didn't see it at the time. I got the feedback from coaches and mentors to say, Michael, you're just being real about what you can do for people. And you clearly care about it. You're passionate about it and you're good at it. You just shared that with people. And now the universe is saying, yeah, Michael, you're on the right track. I tell people every day to like stand up, share your message. And I completely can guarantee that your world changes. You know, how easy is it for us to stand there and say, yeah, you know, life's great. And I can't believe I went to Jamaica last week and all this stuff. And here's my Instagram life. And my life's amazing. Well, I don't care if your life's amazing. I want to know what you can do for me. I want to know how you can really, really affect me as a person. I'm struggling with this and I see you living a lifestyle. You're spending the money I'm going to give you for this program on your lifestyle. That's not cool to me. What's cool is when somebody says, Michael, I am so down to help you break through this thing in your life. This is what I'm all about. I've been here. I've struggled with this. I figured out how to overcome that. And now that's how I can help you. I'm like, boom, I'm in. I totally love that. And so anyway, inauthenticity, when we're trying to be someone we're not, is the quickest way to not have a business. It's when you strip away those masks and you get real with yourself, real with others, that the right people show up. I say this quote all the time, is when you're authentic to yourself, you attract what's meant for you. And it's as simple as that. When you just get real with yourself, the right opportunities, the right people, the right clients start to show up. It's just like relationships. Like, how many times have we been like searching for relationships and we connect with maybe the people that aren't necessarily right for us, or we don't connect with anybody. And it's like, you know what? I'm going to do me. Like, I'm going to focus on me. I'm going to focus on my life and what I want. And I'm going to just get right with myself. How many times do those opportunities just pop up? We weren't looking for it. And it's the same thing with business. And there's a real principle behind that, but I just went off on that. But inauthenticity is the quickest way to lose in your business.
Michael, thank you for sharing with us those very powerful insights on what holds people back from reaching their full financial potential. And being authentic is something that I feel like people say again and again, but and the way you described it, it gives a deeper insight into what it really means to be authentic and also what it means to be inauthentic, so that we, by being authentic, attract the right people to our brands. And one of the things that Breakthrough Success listeners know about me is that I like to read a lot of books because that helps me to develop my knowledge and creates more of a definition of who I am. So I'm wondering, what are three great books that you could think of that would have a positive impact on Breakthrough Success listeners?
You know, this is a really great question. And I'm gonna keep it real with you, okay? I'm gonna be really authentic right now. Is that there's real power in learning, for sure. There's power. I do it every day. I think, you know, learners are earners, right? Like that. There's a lot of truth in that. If you're staying on top of things, then you can really provide value to people. You can have real success with that. I am definitely the wrong person to ask about reading, because I don't read. And this may sound contrary, and there are some amazing books out there that have really helped people to shift their perspective, have new insights, things like that. But, and I, this isn't ego, this isn't anything else. It's just that when I've been at my lowest point, what kept me there was reading and podcasts and content. And I want to make a really important shift with this statement. I'm not saying that there's no value there. What I'm saying is that at some point you have enough information to go out and create instead of consume. And so I'm the wrong person. I don't have a current reading list that I'm pouring through. And that's just me being authentic. I love podcasts. I love books. I love learning. I love content. I love YouTube. I love Facebook. I love ingesting things. I like consuming things. But there's a major shift, and you're already there. You created this podcast, which is amazing. And the reading, the intake of information is super important for you to level up in areas. Same for every human. But man, I'm just the wrong person to ask about books. I love to be a creator versus a consumer right now. And my own philosophy on that is that I'm too busy learning and applying today what somebody else has written about and came out 3 or 4 or 6 months ago. I'm already doing it now. And so for me, it's just my own personal flow. I get stuck. I get consumed by content. And for me personally, if I dive into books, I'm going to dive into more books. And that'll take away the time from my clients, from my personal life, and from me learning on what's happening literally today. It consumes me. So I have to literally break away from it. I don't listen to things. I don't do any of that. I'm just creating right now. So hopefully that makes sense. Learning is super important. Take up your podcast, take up your books. I'm just not the guy to ask about where to go for that.
Michael, thank you for being very honest with that answer. And it definitely provides a different perspective based on past guests. Past guests have been able to recommend three books, and I'm sure you could have very easily done the same thing, but it wouldn't be true to your character since you prefer not to read books, but instead to take action. And going into the frame of your opinion, this is actually one of my favorite questions to ask. I've asked you a bunch of different questions, and with all these questions that I've said, what is one question that you believe we need to be asking ourselves more often?
Oh, man, I love this. I love this. You know, I think along the lines of like what we've been talking about and authenticity and things like that, in the context of breakthrough and success, is this simple question: who am I? And it might sound really like woo-woo to ask this question, but I really wholeheartedly believe that if the things that we do and say are in alignment with who we are, and we know who we are, then the right people, again, the right people, opportunities, business, personal, it shows up for us. So if we can ask ourselves, who am I, and get really clear on that, and it's not like a forever answer. Like I might say, like, I'm a guy that loves to help people succeed online. And in 4 years from now, I might be like completely a different person. Like my life has gone a certain way, and I'm reacting and responding in different ways. I might be like, I'm a dude that loves to take care of my daughter and read books all day, right? Like that might be who I am. I don't know. But if we can ask that question on a fairly regular basis, then we can create our lifestyle around that. We can create our businesses around that. We can create our reality around that. And that's the question I would go with.
Michael, thank you for giving us that great question to constantly ask ourselves and for sharing all of your great insights throughout this episode. And before we go, for all the listeners wondering, where can we find you on the web?
Absolutely. So I live on Facebook. I love connecting with people. You know, like most of us are, my friends list has been maxed out for a little while. I try my best to like open up a couple hundred spots every couple weeks and then connect with people that way on my personal profile, my personal Facebook page. So hit me up on Facebook, send me a message saying like, hey, I listened to you on Mark's show. It was incredibly horrible information, or it was like amazing, or, you know, hit me up there if you feel so inclined. But a lot of my people will connect with me through my Facebook group, Five Figure Work Week, the Mastermind. And then, you know, of course, the usual stuff, my website, michaelmarcial.com, M-A-R-C-I-A-L. It has information on like my speaking and courses that we do and mentoring and things like that. But I'm much more social than I am selling. So hit me up on Facebook.
All right, Breakthrough Success listeners, all of those links will be at markgabrera.com/E72. Michael, it was such a pleasure to have you on the Breakthrough Success podcast.
Man, my pleasure. Your show is phenomenal, man. I'm super impressed with what you've been able to put together. This your show, your whole brand, your whole vision for this is really special. And so I'm honored. I feel privileged to be able to share some time with you on the show.
Thank you. It was a pleasure to have you.
Thanks, man.
To never miss an episode, don't forget to subscribe to the podcast on whatever player you are using. If you are a regular listener and haven't done so already, I would greatly appreciate it if you could give this podcast a review or a rating. Two ways you could do this are through markgabrera.com/iTunes or markgabrera.com/Stitcher. That ends this episode. Don't forget, dream big, achieve greatness, and unlock your potential today. Want your tweets to get retweeted to my 360,000 Twitter followers? All you have to do is say something nice about the Breakthrough Success podcast and include the link markgabrera.com/iTunes. Once you've posted that tweet, email me mark@markgabrera.com and I will retweet your tweet to my 360,000 followers. This podcast is a production done by Mark Gabrera. For more insights, head on over to markgabrera.com.